All right, let me just start with the injuries. I'm sure that's of note. Trent Richardson, his right side, his rib area, it's being evaluated. And I don't have enough information right now to give you anything that other than we're just evaluating it. And so we'll see. That information will be made available if we know something definitive here in the next couple of days. Pinkston, you know, he woke up this morning, wasn't feeling great, and he was in and out of the lineup, but he battled through it. And, you know, for the most part, that's what we have injury-wise. Now, I told the team that game days never get old because at the end of the day, you have a chance to win. And be greedy with that feeling that you have from winning. And so you got noticeably and obviously, I got a locker room full of very excited, happy guys. It was a team victory. We can talk about a lot of the particulars, but four turnovers. You know, we caused four turnovers. We got points off turnovers. We scored more points than we have in a while. Montero Hardesty steps in with Trent being in and out and was very productive. Joe Hayden had an interception. Of course, Sheldon Brown, interception for a touchdown. Josh Cribbs in his returns. And then all the people that make all that happen. I thought Whedon battled. You know, really, we fell victim to some tip balls, which we've had happen to us here. And what I thought, in fact, I was talking last night about how we wanted to play this game. You know, I thought it was important that we keep the running back involved throughout. And I thought if Brandon had completions to seven different receivers, then that's kind of how we would have had to play it. Well, eight guys caught balls, so that's good. Josh Cooper made his presence felt. I felt like Josh Gordon got better. And then as I'm bouncing around here on defense, of course, I saw a lot of young guys playing with a lot of enthusiasm and being very productive. And so, you know, when you lose, it's a team thing. And when you win, it's a team thing. And so I'm very proud of those guys. And, again, like I mentioned, that's why you play the game, to have this feeling. Now we'll enjoy it here for a few hours and then get back rolling and get ready to play the Colts. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Randy in the locker room.
Who?
Randy Lerner, was he in there?
I didn't see him if he was. Good question.
You have a new owner coming in this week, obviously. Did you see him after the game, and what did he say?
Yeah, I did see him after the game. And, you know, my conversations with him have been terrific to this point. And it's interesting, you know, he's got a business model that works. And every time we finish a conversation, he keeps asking me, what can I do for you? And the fact that he was in the locker room after our first victory this season says a lot. And I think he was just genuinely happy that we won, much like the players and coaches and everybody that was in there.
How about you personally, Pat? You know, talk about getting this first one after 0-5.
No, I'm happy. I'm holding it back so I don't appear sensitive.
Go on,
that's a joke. No, I think, you know, I really believe what I said. You know, we play this game, and you put a bunch of men together to go out and play a game so that you can feel the joy of winning. So when it happens, it's terrific. And not so much for me, but for my family, the players. And then really, everybody goes to work on Monday morning. It's just Mondays feel better when you win a game.
Pat, the offense started clicking there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Struggling at times. Obviously, yeah.
Well, I think we were just battling through it. I think we started out, if you consider us, and then, of course, the Bengals. There were a lot of three and outs to start the third quarter. And so there was a lot of teams that went in, made adjustments, and they were battling back and forth. And then I think some of the turnovers that we got helped generate a little spark. And then, of course, we found a way to move the ball.
But, yeah. Last week there was a lot of talk about third and ones. You know, a lot of them popped up today. You've been on the one that you were just talk about.
Yeah, no, third and ones, you know, it's really interesting. You want to be in third and one. If you're going to have to deal with third downs, you want to be in third and one because the percentages say you got a much better chance than third and 11. And so you just battle them out. And as I mentioned last week, you know, we go into these situations with runs and passes called. Every situation in the game, we're ready to throw it and run it. And there's times when you mix it up. There's times when you make it, and there's times when you don't. And I think the critical thing is for our guys to just keep battling. And we had some success there, I think.
Pat, talk about the pass itself. I mean, that third and one pass to Jordan thread the needle. It was between two guys.
Good throw. Yeah, no, it was. We were in a running formation. It was obviously a heavy play action throw, and it's a deep cross concept where the quarterback makes a decision. If it's open down the field, take it. But otherwise, we want to end the play with the first down. And so there's check downs spaced out. And Jordan, actually, from what I heard, this is just off the headsets. I couldn't quite see it, but he fell down and got back up and made that play. And so, good job. Well, his returns are a huge spark. You know, God knows what's going to happen with when Cribbs has the ball in his hand, especially on punt return. He's got just a rare, you know, we talk about whether he plays offense or not, but, you know, when he's out there and the field is wide and there's bodies all over the place, he just has a unique ability to make plays. He did the same thing in coverage. And so, yeah, his presence on the field on special teams is – it's not undervalued in my mind. And his punt returns, of course, his kick returns do give us a jump.
Can you talk about Joe Hayden and the day he played after coming
back? No, I thought Joe did a heck of a job. You know, it's not easy. Even though he stayed in shape and tried to stay into it mentally, I went into this thinking there might be some rough spots because he hadn't played in a while. And I thought for the most part he battled. He did a real nice job. No, I tell you what, it's the next man up deal. My son's sitting in here, and he's a backup. And I told him, I said, before you become a starter, you got to learn how to be a backup. And part of that process is being ready to go at all times. And Montario, to his credit, has done that, and he got in there and had a chance to be productive. Yeah, his legs are fresh. You know? No, he did a good job. I'm happy for him too. He had a significant contribution in this victory. I'm happy for him.
Hey, what did you think of Brandon's performance today, and what was it about the fourth quarter that we really started?
Well, I think you just continue to battle when you're a quarterback. You know, my emotions go up and down with every single play, good and bad. So, you know, I'm going like this with the quarterback, and he just stays just like this. I try to, you know, but he just keeps battling, and I think there's something in that is going to make him a good player in this league.
You mentioned Sheldon Brown. You know, he takes some criticism, and then made it seem like he made a bunch of plays today, even before the interception.
No, he battled. I saw a focused look in his eye, and he did a really good job today.
I know this is about the team and everything, but mm-hmm. Do you feel like a game like this helps you maybe sell these guys in the locker room on what you're doing?
Well, there's no question. All along I've talked about how I've seen this team improve. And we all know this is a winning business. And so now we can quantify how this improvement points to winning. So now once you've done something once, then it's important that you then repeat it. And so now the effort that I will put in will be about making sure that we continue the process and then work to be consistent. So you try to recreate it all over and over and over. And that sounds cliche, but that's the issue.
What does the winning do in terms of relieving pressure?
I don't know. No, I think the joy of winning relieves whatever, you know. I think that's what we're all searching for.
Yeah, you mentioned Cribbs on the special teams coverage and all, mm-hmm. And yet you had him hold the ball when the wind knocked it over.
Yeah.
Does that change the coverage?
No, what happens is you kind of have to show your hand who the safeties are. I think that's normal in football. So then like, oh, okay, this is the safety. So, you know, depending on how you're trying to cover the kick, they had to do the same thing as well. So it makes it a little bit easier defining who you're going to block. But that's just the way we have to do it when it's windy like that.
Obviously, the Bengals kind of remind you that it's never over until it's over. You know, they're
down. Oh, boy. Nothing's easy, is it? Huh?
At that point, what's going through your mind? And then can you just describe what you saw in the sack and the fumble recovery?
Well, I thought we had battled back. You know, we started out behind when they scored. No, I had the full confidence that I was not thinking that, okay, here we go. That was not my thought process. I knew they had to make this many plays to beat us. And I just kept reminding guys, you know, they have to do this. Don't let them do this first. And the fact that we got pressure in the sack, a fumble, I think that just goes to show you that we had guys out there. Because that's hard at that point to pass rush because they've just done that for, I don't know, 6 or 8 snaps. And so Billy Wynn did a good job, stripped the ball. He ran with it pretty well, too. You know, he's always talking to me about defensive linemen are legendary for wanting to play offense. So, you know, he wants to play fullback, tight end, quarterback. And so when he runs with the ball, I feel like he's auditioning, you know. But he did a nice job.
Is there more joy in this victory since the division win at home?
Yeah, I think it's important, number one, to win your division, you got to win the games. I think it's important that we try to establish a winning tradition here at home. We need to do that. And it all runs parallel. And then, of course, winning division games is your best way to start to win the division. And so as you're developing a team that can win consistently, these are all steps in the process.
Hey, Pat, were you aware at what point about Trent's right side? Was it early in the game?
Quicker than everybody. Yeah, early in the game. I mean, yeah, Trent's in, he's out, we're evaluating him. You know, I get all that information as it goes.
But the injury occurred early in the game.
Earlier in the game, yeah. Yeah, first half. Yep.
Did he try to go back in?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, he wants to be in there. And then after it was initial, you know, he tried to go. Yeah, he's a warrior. Okay, good.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.